是能看到马娃基书。马娃基书第三章。第十六节。那时敬畏耶和华的女子问耶和华侧耳而听，且有纪念册在他面前记录那敬畏耶和华思念
的传言。 And those who feared the Lord spoke to one another, and the Lord gave attention and heard. And the book of remembrance was written before him for those who feared the Lord and who esteemed
him. 万军耶和华说，在我所定的日子传与食物各得给我，我必连续他们，如同人连续不是自己的。
And they will be mine, says the Lord of hosts, on the day that I prepare my own possession, and I will spare them as a man spares his own son who serves him.
那时你们必归回，将善人和恶人、侍奉神和不侍奉神的分别出来。
So you will again distinguish between the righteous and the wicked.Between one who serves God and one who does not serve Him.
我们知道这里特别讲的一般的人，圣经称他做敬畏耶和华、思念他的人。
We know that here it talks about a special group of people who fear the Lord and who give attention to Him.
这里不只说到生命册，这里说到纪念册。
Here it records not only the book of life.For the book of remembrance.
而当这些人他们彼此谈论的时候，耶和华侧耳而听。
And as these people speak to one another, the Lord gave attention and heard.
这个侧耳这两个字在原文，我们知道特别讲到用在马的身上。这个马当它要听见、要听声音的时候，它就把它的耳朵就立起来。
We know that this word gave attention.In the original meaning, he uses especially for the horses. When the horse wants to listen and give attention, his ear will perk up.
这里说到敬畏耶和华的人，当他彼此谈论在地上谈论的时候，天上的神他就是侧耳而听。
And here, as those who fear the Lord spoke to one another, the God of heaven gave his attention and perked up our ear.
所以这帮人到底是什么样的人呢？
So who are these people?
在旧约里面给一个名字。
In the Old Testament, he gave them a name.
就是剩下的百姓，英文是 remnant.
And the name is the remnant.
意思就是说，这些人乃是渔民，剩下的百姓。
It means that they are the remaining ones. They are the remnant.
那如果我们要把这个渔民把它翻成新约的话
，If we want to use the New Testament word to describe these people,
那就是新约里面的圣徒。
And that would be the overcomers in the New Testament.
所以旧约里面的渔民，剩下的百姓，就是新约里面的圣徒。
So the remnant recorded in the Old Testament are the overcomers in the New Testament.
那这次如果愿意，我们在早晨的时间一同来看这圣徒的呼召。
And if the Lord willing, these times we will spend considering the calling of the overcomers.
我们说到这圣徒的呼召，普通多半是根据。启示录来说的。
When we talk about the calling of the overcomers, usually we base the scriptures in the Revelation.
因为启示录头二章、三章特别说到这圣者的荣耀。
Because Revelation chapter 2 and 3 especially talks about the overcomers.
圣经用亚细亚的七个教会来代表那个时候教会的光景。
And the Bible uses the seven churches in Asia to represent the condition of the church at that time.
那当教会的光景荒凉的时候。
And when the condition of the church became desolate,
在每一个教会里面，圣灵都呼召的时候。
And each of the church, God has called out to the overcomers.
不止呼召这些的圣徒。
Not only to call out the overcomers.
也必须给他们有奖赏。
He also promises them with reward.
所以启示录二章、三章不只说了这圣徒的呼召，也说到这圣徒的奖赏。
So in Revelation chapter 2 and 3 not only talks about the calling of the overcomers.But it also talks about the reward for the overcomers.
简单的来说，国度就成为他们的奖赏。
Simply speaking, the kingdom has become their reward.
那么我们普通讲到这圣灵呼召都是根据启示录来说的。
So most times we were talk about calling of the old covenant in the book of Revelation.
那这次我们再来复习这个很熟悉的题目。
But this time we revisit this very familiar topic.
我们看看今天教会的情形，就像启示录所说的那样。
As we look at the condition of the church today, it is as the description recorded in the Revelation.
我们要问说，今天教会的情形主什么时候才能回来？
We ask the question, when will the Lord return in our current condition?
当见证荒凉的时候，神怎么继续维持他的见证？
When we are in such desolation, how can the Lord remain his testimony?
人的失败是不是证明说神非失败的？
Does the failure of man, is the failure of man the failure of God?
人今天不愿意走神的道路，是不是神在地上就找不到路？
When man refuses to walk on God's way today, does that mean God cannot find a way of it?
我们说这个答案都是在这圣者身上。
And all the answers rest upon the Old Covenant.
所以这圣者的呼召是一个非常严肃也非常重要的事。
So the calling to the Old Covenant is a very serious topic. It is also very important.
这圣者不是一般特别的。
The old covenants are not a special group.
得胜者是一般非常平凡的基督徒。
The old covenants are very common Christians.
乃是当大体的基督徒落在神旨意的水平之下以下的。
When the majority of Christians are under or below average.
他们愿意站在神旨意的水平线上。
These people are willing to stand above the average of God's will.
那这些人就是得胜。
And these are the old covenants.
神就把见证的责任就放在他们身上。
And God has bestowed to them the testimony.
他们在一个地方得胜。
In whichever area they are, they overcome.
那个我看他不管在什么地方得胜。
In whichever locality they overcome.
神就认为在那个地方的教会就成熟。
They all consider that.Church in that locality is being.
所以神不是等一个地方的教会个个都成熟。
So God is not waiting for everyone in that locality to be.
如果这样，我不知道要等到什么时候。
If that was to be the case, then we don't know how long we will have to wait.
但是有一般的人。
But here is.
当他们成熟的时候。
And say the truth.
谁说这里的教会成熟？
God says, this locality, the church,
他们得胜就是教会全体的事。
Their victory is the victory of the whole church.
他们不是为他们自己活着。
They do not live for themselves.
他们是为了全体的神的百姓活着。
But they live for all the people of God.
他们不是把自己圈起来。
They do not surround themselves.
好像我们成为一家特别的。
And if we are a special people.
只有我们是教会，别人都不是。
That we are the church, no one else is the church.
不是，他们每次追求，每次活在主面前，他们都是想到全体神的儿女。
Every time they gather and pursue after the Lord, they consider the whole body of Christ.
所以神就把那个见证就放在他们身上。
Therefore, God has placed upon them the responsibility.
所以最后是这一帮人把我们主带回来。
Lastly, is these people that welcome the second coming of the Lord.
是他们 hasten， 是他们促进主的回来。
They are the ones that hasten His coming.
那问题在这里。
No question.
今天主在每个地方都预备了一些这样的百姓。
God has prepared such people in each locality.
主在每个地方都呼召着圣者。
God has called out the overcomers in each locality.
尤其像每年这样重要的聚会，大家聚在一起。
Especially in the midst of such important gatherings, we all gather before Him.
但愿我们能够听见神的声音。
May we all hear His voice.
在他回来以前。
Before His coming.
他有工作要做。
He has work to accomplish.
他最终神的旨意乃是借着这一班人来完成。
And His ultimate purpose will be accomplished through this group of people.
这个叫做得胜者的呼召。
This is the calling of the overcomer.
当然，最后这些得胜者会得到奖赏。
Finally, these people will receive their full reward.
当他们回来的时候，
when the Lord returns,
他们在天下要与基督一同发光。
They will shine with Christ in the heaven.
他们在地上要与主一同走。
And they will reign with Christ on earth.
感谢主。有一天，你发现国度成为他们的奖赏。
One day you discover that the kingdom has become their resource.
主说你们这小群不要害怕。
Lord says, you little flock, do not be afraid.
因为父乐意把他的国赐给你。
Because the Father desires to give you the kingdom.
所以国度对于得胜者来说乃是个象征。
Kingdom is the reward for the overcomers.
那因为这个题目太熟悉了，尤其在启示录里面，我想我们都非常非常的熟悉。
And because this topic is so familiar to all of us, especially in the book of Revelation.
所以这一次呢，我们从另外一个角度来看怎么样一件事。
And so this time we will look at the same topic from another perspective.
启示录是新约最后的。
The book of Revelation is the last book in the New Testament.
创世纪是 Alpha, 启示录是 Omega.
And Genesis is the Alpha, and Revelation is the Omega.
所以读到启示录的时候。
And when we come to read God's revelation,
you see God's revelation ends here.
The book of Malachi is the last book in the Old Testament.
它是十七卷先知书里面最后一卷。
It is the last book of the 17 book of prophets.
先知的声音到了马拉基就结束了。
The voice of the prophet ends in Mount Malachi.
后来要经过四百年以后，你才听见旷野有人声喊着说：“要休止，怎么到？”
After 400 years of silence, then you hear a voice in the wilderness that to make straight the way of God.
那就是施洗约翰的声。
That is the voice of John the Baptist.
所以，当我们看旧约跟新约的时候
，So when we look at Old Testament and the New Testament,
你看见旧约最后的一卷书。
You see, the last book of the Old Testament is the book of Malachi.
启示录最是新约最后的。
And the book of Revelation is the last book of the New Testament.
那现在我们要问。
Now we ask the question.
当这两卷书，一个在新约，一个在旧约。
When you see these two books, one in the Old Testament, one in the New Testament.
旧约最后一卷书。
The last book of the Old Testament.
就告诉我们主耶稣第一次。主耶稣很快的就要降生在伯利恒。
Tells us that very soon Jesus Christ shall be born in Bethlehem.
所以马拉基那里说，光公义的太阳要出现。
And so the book of Malachi tells us the Son of Righteousness shall shine.
我们所羡慕的，必然进入他的殿。
What we desire will all sudden enter into the temple.
那很明显，基督徒第一次回来，不知道主耶稣降生在伯利恒。
And this very clearly points to the first coming of Jesus Christ.
换句话说，当整个旧约到了马拉基的时候
，And when the Old Testament ends in the book of Malachi,
是到了伸手不见五指非常黑暗的时候
，They have already arrived in such great darkness that you cannot even see the fingers before you.
那么现在他们等候什么
？Now what are they waiting for?
他们是等候怎样从黑暗到黎明
？They're waiting to go from the darkness into dawn.
当太阳升起的时候
，And when the sun shall rise again.
因着人类堕落而带来的黑暗终于结束了。
This will conclude the darkness that brought upon by man's fall.
自从人堕落犯罪以后
，Since man has sinned and fallen.
人类就有了又长又深的黑夜。
And we have endured a very long, lengthy and dark darkness.
那他们的盼望是什么
？What is their hope?
旧约的盼望是什么？
What is the hope of the Old
Testament? 那就是公义的太阳能够升起。
That is the Son of Righteousness shall rise again.
所以我们知道说，马拉基书就告诉我们说，公义的太阳要升起。
So Malachi tells us the Son of Righteousness will rise.
人类的救主要降生在伯利恒。
The Savior of men will be born in Bethlehem.
自从伊甸园，自从亚当和夏娃被从伊甸园赶出去以后。
Since the time that Adam and Eve were chased out of the Garden of Eden,
从此失去了乐园。
They have fought the paradise.
那什么时候乐园能够复得
？So how can they win back the paradise again?
他们说等候。
What they are waiting for?
从亚当开始。
Since the time of Adam.
到亚伯拉罕。
Since the time of Abraham.
一直到马拉基。
Until the time of Noah.
多少个世纪过去
？So many ages passed.
多少千年过去？
Thousands of years passed.
现在没有多久。
Now the time.
公义的太阳要出现。
The Son of Righteousness.
现在人类有救。
Now there is hope for men.
当你读整本旧约的时候。
When you read the entire book of the Old Testament.
你读到献祭，你也读到祭司。
You have read about the offerings, you have read about the priests.
这些让我们知道说在旧约有这些东西。
These tells us that we have such things in the Old Testament.
只是告诉我们说人怎么样能来到神的面前。
It only tells us how men are able to come before God.
当祭司在那里献祭的时候。
When the priest makes the offering.
他把牛和羊牵来。
He brought him the calf.
人犯罪以后把牛和羊牵来。
And after you have sinned, you will bring to the priest the offering.
然后祭司就把它献上。
And the priest will offer the animal.
让牛和羊流的血不能够除去。
And the blood shed by the animal cannot remove the sin's man.
在旧约的时候，所有人的罪都是被遮盖，被血遮盖。
In the Old Testament, all the sins of men are only covered.
好像叫人看不见。
As if God would no longer be able to see it.
乃是等到2000年前主耶稣来到地上。
Until 2000 years ago, when Jesus came to the earth,
看啊，神的羔羊除去世人的罪。
Behold, the Lamb of God who takes away the sins of men.
现在一次永远人的罪能因着主耶稣的救赎能够得到彻底的解决。
Now, once for all, the sins of men can be resolved by the blood of Jesus Christ.
所以你在旧约里看见牛也看见羊。
So in the Old Testament, we see bulls and we see rams.
你看见罪也能得到一些的解决。
You see that the sin can be resolved.
但是罪多是遮盖，好像叫神看不见。
But at that, it was just covered, so God cannot see.
你读完了整个的旧约。
After you read a whole Old Testament.
你心中仍有一种的遗憾。
You still have this regret in your heart.
当你看见圣殿代表人怎么样能来到神的面前。
When you see how the temple represents men are able to come before God.
从祭坛。
From the altar.
代表十字架。
Which represents the cross.
然后进到圣所，然后进到至圣所。
Then you enter into the holy place and enter into the holy place.
那条路是看见的。
You can see the way.
但一年一度大祭司。只就一个人代表所有全体以色列人进到圣所去。
Once a year, the high priest will represent all the people and enter into the holy.
这是在旧约的历史。
In the entire history, you know.
当你从创世纪读到马拉基的时候。
When you read from Genesis to Malachi.
你看见祭司，你看见圣殿。
You can see the priest, you see the temple.
但你心中叹一口气。
Inside.
每年一度只有一个人靠着血能进到这里。
Because once a year, only one man by the blood of the sacrificial animal are able to enter into the holy place.
什么时候我们真的能进到这里？
When can we really enter into the holy place?
所以当我们读完旧约的时候，你看见是没有结果。
When we finish reading the Old Testament, we find that there is no.
我们看见祭司，我们也看见圣。
We see the priest, we see the temple.
但是我们只能叹一口气。
But we can only sigh.
为什么？
Why?
因为整个的旧约乃是代表那个漫长的黑夜。
Because the entire Old Testament only describes that lengthy and darkness.
那旧约也讲到君王。
The Old Testament also talks about the king.
但是当你读完整个旧约以后。
But after you read the Old Testament,
你觉得你心中有样东西不能填满。
There is something still empty in your heart which cannot be filled.
不止这样。
Not only.
你从旧约已经读出333个关于耶稣的预言，第一次来的预言。
After you read the Old Testament, you can find 333 prophecies concerning the coming of Christ.
但是当你读完马拉基书的时候，
when you finish reading Malachi,
你要叹一口气说这都是预言。
You can only sign that these are just.
有一些预言才是现在还没有。
One day it will be fulfilled, not today.
所以整本的旧约就好像未完成的交响曲一样。
And so the entire book of the Old Testament is like an unfinished symphony.
这是非常美丽的交响曲。
Even if it produces wonderful music.
但是这要等到太阳升起。
But now we have to wait for the rising.
所以等到公义的太阳升起。
So when the Son of Righteousness rises again,
400年以后主耶稣降生在伯利恒。
400 years later, Jesus was born in Bethlehem.
那弟兄姊妹，现在你看人类有了盼望。
Then my sisters, now we have hope for mankind.
所以在旧约那些剩下的百姓。
So for the remnant in the Old Testament.
他们一天每一天到来，他们就一个盼望。
They have only one hope in their life.
就是巴不得有一天弥赛亚能够来。
That is a desire for the coming of Messiah.
等到弥赛亚来的时候。
When the Messiah comes.
等到弥赛亚降生的时候。
When the Messiah is born.
我们就有盼望。
Then we will have hope.
人类就有了救主。
Then we will have Savior for mankind.
那一天太阳，那一天才真正是早晨黎明的时候。
That day, the day was dawn when the sun rose again.
所以，当我们读到马太基书的时候
，So when we read the Malachi,
你知道说前面有一个盼望。
You know that there is a hope.
没有多久，弥赛亚要来。
Because soon after, the Messiah will come.
主耶稣要降生在那里。
Jesus will be born in Bethlehem.
启示录呢
？Then Revelation.
那个时候，我们主已经回来。
At that time, our Lord has already returned.
但是我们知道主耶稣有一天还要回来。
But we know that Jesus will come back again.
所以启示录特别给我们看见在主要回来以前的情形。
And so Revelation especially shows us the conditions prior to the second coming.
马拉基书说的太有。
And then Malachi, the book of Malachi talks about the sun.
启示录二章三章说到晨星。
And Chapter 2 and 3 talks about the morning star.
当你看到晨星，你就要说是在太阳要起升起以前最黑暗的那个时
间。The only time you can behold the morning star is during the darkest time, right before the sunrise.
那么我们知道说，这就是圣灵为什么给了我们启示。
So we understand that is why the Holy Spirit has given us the Book of Revelation.
那在马拉基是等候主第一次来。
In the book of Malachi, we're waiting for the first coming of the Lord.
启示录乃是等候主第二次来。
In the book of Revelation, we're waiting for the second coming.
马拉基给我们看见主第一次来以前，神的百姓的光景是怎样。
Malachi describes to us the condition of people before God.
启示录也给我们看见在主第二次要来以前，神的教会的光景是怎样。
Revelation describes to us the condition of the church of God before He comes.
旧约说到神属地的。
And the Old Testament talks about His earthly blessing.
新约说到神属天的。
And the New Testament talks about His heavenly.
所以你看见马拉基的讯息跟启示录的讯息是遥遥相对的。
So you see that the Book of Malachi and the Book of Revelation, the message is the same.
从旧约你能看见的图画。
From the Old Testament, you can see some pictures.
等到将来神的教会出现的时候。
But in the future, when the appearance of His church,
结果新约跟教旧约刚好两幅图画就彼此的解释彼此的回应。
Then you see that there are two pictures, that can describe and answer each other's questions.
所以我们为什么这一次要从马拉基来看和审判？
That is why we wanted to look at the calling of the Old Testament through the book of Malachi.
我想我稍微的给弟兄们一点的概念，也许大家对马拉基一点都不熟悉。
Maybe I will give you some concepts concerning the book of Malachi if you are not familiar with the book.
我想我们大概为了年轻人，我们很快的复习一下全本的圣经。
For the sake of young people, we will quickly review the entire Bible.
那新约旧约有39卷，新约有29卷。
There is 39 books in the Old Testament and
29
books in the New Testament.
那旧约最早有5卷书叫摩西
五经。In the earliest book in the Old Testament called 5 books of Moses.
那新约最早有4卷书叫四。
And the New Testament has 4 early books called the Gospels.
我们知道律法是从摩西来。
We know that law came from Moses.
恩典和真理乃从基督来。
Grace and truth come from Jesus Christ.
所以当你读到摩西五经的时候
，So when you read the five books of Moses,
你看见律法
，You can see the law.
因为这五卷是律法。
Because these are the books of law.
但当我们读四福音的时候
，But when we read the four gospels,
我们看见恩典和真理。
We see grace and truth.
所以这是最早，这是最早的五卷旧约的书卷，还有最早。
These are the beginning books of the Old Testament and the beginning books of the New Testament.
然后接着一段就是历史。
And then you have a section of the book of history.
那因着律法就产生律法制度。
And because of the law, it gives birth to the son of law.
所以我们的以色列人乃是律法制度。
And therefore, the Israelites are the sons of law.
他们有一段历史。
They have a history.
这段历史就是从约书亚一直到以斯帖记，这其中历史书所告诉我们。
And their histories are recorded from Joshua to Esther.
那经过恩典和真理。
And because of grace and truth.
许多人相信耶稣基督，他们就成为恩典人。
Many people who believe in Jesus Christ have become the sons of grace.
所以使徒行传是说到这些恩典历史，恩典之子他们的历史。
And so the book Acts describes the history of these sons of grace.
所以很明显的，使徒行传是和旧约历史书是相对的。
And so that you can put side by side the book Acts to the book of history in the Old Testament.
然后接着的就是诗歌或者智慧书在旧约。
Then in the Old Testament, we continue to have the book of Psalms.
也从约伯记开始，一直到歌者之歌。
From the book of Job to the Ecclesiastes, to the Psalms.
这五卷我们称它做 wisdom book， 或者称它做诗歌。
And these five books we call them the book of wisdom.
那这个特别说到律法之子他们的经历。
These books especially describe the experiences of the sons of law.
那么在新约，我们知道从罗马书一直到犹大书那一部分，他们叫做书信。
And in the New Testament, we find from the book of Romans until the book of Epistle of Jude.
圣灵不止给我们看见恩典之子的历史。
The Bible not only shows the history of the sons of grace.
它也给我们看见今天恩典之子他的经历是什么。
But it also shows us the experience of the sons of grace.
那么这个就是新约的书信所告诉我们。
And these are described in the epistles found in the New Testament.
那么然后呢，旧约最后是十七卷的先知书。
The last books of the Old Testament are the 17 books of prophets.
他们说到律法之子的前途。
It talks about the future of the sons of law.
我们在世界上有两班人。
We know that there's two types of people in this world.
有一班人就是罗马人和希腊人。
The one group is the Romans and the Greeks.
他们的荣耀和他们的光荣在过去。
Their glory is in the past.
他们每次讲到荣耀的时候，都是讲他们的过去。
Every time they talk about their glory, it is in the past.
那还有一班人。
And there is another group.
就是以色列人和教会。
And this is the Israelites and the church.
当他们讲到荣耀，都是这个讲的。
When they talk about their glory, it is also always in the future. Will there be any future for the Israelites? If you read the Old Testament, you find that they are the people who lost their
life.
Will there be future for people who have lost their
life?
Will there be tomorrow for those people who have lost their
life? 所以圣经用了十七卷的先知书来告诉我们他们是有前途。
The Bible uses 17 books to tell us that these are people who have a future.
那地上的教会，地上的百姓有前途。
And will the people of this earth have a future?
那么教会有没有前途？
Will there be future?
教会有没有明天？
Will there be tomorrow for the church?
你看看今天教会的光景。
If you look at the condition of church,
当教会四分五裂。
When there is so many divisions in the church.
当神的儿女彼此相咬相吞的时候。
When the children of God began to fight at each other.
当神的儿女在那里，在当神的儿女在那里妥协，向世界妥协的时候。
When the children of God compromise with this world.
我们要问一个问题。
We need to ask the question.
教会有没有前途？
Is there a future for the church?
教会有没有明天？
Is there a tomorrow for the church?
这个答案在哪里？
Where do you find the answer?
那就是启示录。
You find it in the book of Revelation.
如果不是启示录的话，
Without the book of Revelation,
我想我们这些老早都灰心了。
We will all be disappointed.
你活得越长，
The longer you live,
你经历越多，
The more experience you
have, 你稍微知道点什么叫做教会的生活。
If you know a little bit about the church life,
你会发现说教会的生活是没有一个人，是不是人过的？
You would discover that the church life is not a life of men.
弟兄姊妹，那现在我们要问，
Now we ask the question,
教会是不是一定注定失败？
Is church destined to fail?
是不是神的见证注定要失败？
Is God's will destined to fail?
啊，最大的安慰在哪里？
And the greatest comfort is,
那就是启示录。
We found it in the book of Revelation.
所以弟兄姊妹，当你注意，当你比较旧约跟新约，新约说到谁是你的百姓？
On one hand, he talks about God's earthly people.
他们是律法。
They are the sons of God.
神在他们身上有带领。
And God has His guidance.
所以他们有一段历史。
Therefore, they have a period of
history. 是与神同在的历史。
A And this is the picture that they walk the talk.
那就是历史中告诉我们。
That's what is described in the book.
但是不是这样。
But not only.
他们在神里有一种生活。
They also have a type of life.
他们在神里有一种经历。
They have a certain experience.
那就是诗篇告诉我们他们怎么经过。
And that's what is described in the book of Psalms.
歌就是歌。
The Song of Songs.
箴言。
The Proverbs.
传道书。
And the Ecclesiastes.
还有约伯记。
And the book of Job.
那同样的。
And the same.
整本的使徒行传给我们看见教会那份荣耀的历史。使徒行传。
The book of Acts shows the glorious history of the Saints of Grace.
哎，今天我们怎么经历我们的主呢
？Today, how do we experience our Lord?
睡神儿女的经历。
And so the experience of the children.
你看圣灵直接书信来告诉我。
The Holy Spirit describes to us through the epistles.
然后最后我们说过，在旧约。在神的百姓中间。
Lastly, we mentioned that among the children of God.
讲到他们的前途。
When we discuss about their future.
是十七卷的先知书来形容。
It is described through the 17 books of prophets.
那么在新约有一卷就是启示录。
There's only one book in the New Testament, which is the Revelation.
感谢你。
We thank the Lord.
你看见借助这些，借助旧约圣经和新约圣经。
Through the Old Testament and the New Testament.
我们不是看见神百姓的过去、现在和将来。
Not only we see the past of the children of God, but also the present and the future.
讲到我们历史就说到过去。
We talk about the history, that is our past.
讲到我们经历是说到现在。
We talk about experiences, which is now.
讲到明天是说到将来。
And our tomorrow is our future.
所以圣经用旧约和新约来把他的旨意向我们解开。
So the Bible uses the Old Testament and the New Testament to unlock the history, the will of God.
那非常有意思。
This is very interesting.
你如果读十七卷的先知书
，If you read all 17 books of the prophets,
你看从最早的一卷开始
，You see from the earliest book,
然后一直到马来基书
，Until the book of Malachi.
然后接下去的，如果讲新约的话，那么先知书当然有许多启示录。
And so, if you go to the New Testament, of course, the prophets are found in Revelation.
所以这里一共有十七卷的先知书。
Here we have 17 books of the prophets.
这里有二十一章的启示录。
And in the book of Revelation, there are 21 chapters.
但如果你比较它的结构，
but if you compare the structure,
你觉得非常稀奇。
You find something amazing.
就是马拉基书是和启示录的二章、三章是相对的。
Malachi is comparable to Revelation chapter 2 and 3.
Correspondent. 然后你发现说前面的十六卷先知书是和启示录后面从第四章有一直到二十二章是遥遥相对的。
And the previous 16 books of prophets correspond with the last.From the book of Revelation from chapter 4 to 22.
那我们怎么知道呢
How do we know this?
你如果仔细地读马拉基书
If you read the book of Malachi,
你就发现非常稀奇
You find something amazing.
马拉基书的体裁它的 style 是和所有先知书都不一样
And the style of the book of Malachi is different than all the other prophets.
在马拉基书里面你发现神一共说了七段话
In the book of Malachi, you find that God has seven discourses.
而这七段的话是神自己直接对他的百姓。
And these seven discourses, God has spoken to His people directly.
你有没有记得？你记不记得在启示录二章三章呢
？Do you remember and recall in Revelation chapter 2 and 3?
那里主对小亚细就是写信，写七封的书信给亚细亚的七个教会。
And there God has spoken, has wrote the letters to the seven churches in Asia.
那七封书信乃是教会后面的事。
And the seven letters are written to the church in Revelation.
教会 abnormal 不正常的事。
And the church is abnormal.
结果主就借着约翰对于小亚细亚对亚细亚的七个教会就写了七封书。
And God had used John to write the seven letters to the seven churches in Asia.
当教会正常的时候
，When the church is normal.
你记得神是借着保罗给教会七封书信。
Do you remember God had used Paul to write seven letters to the church.
你读保罗书信。
When you read the letters, epistles of
Paul, 神的话并不错。
It is definitely God's word.
但是那些话都是间接。
But those are indirect words.
神借着保罗在这里说。
God has spoken through Paul.
那是教会正常的事。
And that is under the normal.
当教会反常的事。
When the church is abnormal.
又是七封书信。
There is another seven letters.
不过这七封书信跟前面七封就不一样。
But these seven letters are different than the previous letters.
你看每一封书信都是直接的对教会说话。
Each letter was spoken to the people directly from God.
所以当你读这个启示录的七封书信的时候。
So when you read the seven letters in the Revelation.
那你不只给我们看那主的话。
Not only shows us the word of God.
那是主直接所说的话。
He shows us the direct word.
所以当你读到那段圣经的时候
When you read these passages,
你看见主对以弗所教会是怎么说
What does God say to the church of Ephesus?
他说我知道你的行为
Since I know your deeds.
然后有一件事我要责备你
And the one thing I'm against you.
所以你们应当回想你是从哪里坠落等等等等
And then you have loved your first love. And so remember where you have fallen and accept it.
你看这些话是神直接对他的百姓说的。
So these are words God has spoken directly to his people.
对士兵长是这么说。
And what he says to Smyrna.
对别加摩也这么说。
He also spoke to Pergamon.
对那些非这么说。
He spoke to Philadelphia.
撒迪这么说。
And to the church of Sardis.
老底家也这么说。
And to the church of Laodicea.
他不光这样。他不光说我知道你的行为
Not only he says I know your deeds
然后你说我是富足的
And then he said you said you are rich
所以我们的主不光对老底家说
So our Lord not only spoke to the church of Laodicea
不光直接说话
Not only spoke to them directly
而是 dialogue 对话
And he has a dialogue with them
我说你既如温水也不冷也不热
I say you are neither cold or hot
你说我是富足，已经发了财，一样都不缺。
But you said you're rich, you're not lacking in anything.
我说你是那困苦、可怜、贫穷、瞎眼之身的。
I said that you are the physical one and the blind.
你有没有觉得？你有没有觉得七封书信那个神说话的那个体态跟从前不一样
？And you see the structure of God's words are different than before.
所以你看见在启示录里面二章三章神说的主说了七段的话。
And so in Revelation chapter 2 and 3, God has spoken seven times.
最早对以弗所说的。
The first message was to Ephesus.
最后对老底家教会。
And the last message was to the church of Laodicea.
当你读马拉基不也是这样。
When you read the book of Malachi, it's the same.
你看第二章，第一章第二章。
You see chapter 1.
耶和华说我是爱你。
God said, I have loved you.
你看你现在主直接对他的百姓说话。
Now God spoke to his people directly.
你们却说你在何事上爱我们呢
But you say, how have you loved us?
你看见这是第一段的话。
You see, this is the first one.
从第一节一直到第五节。
From verse 1 to 5.
第六节，你们是这样的。
The same way.
藐视我们的祭司啊。第六节，藐视我们的祭司啊
！And the priest who despised my name.
关于这些话对你们说 ，OK。然后下面这个六节最后，你们却说我们在何事上藐视你的名
？The last portion of verse 6. But you say, how can we despise your name?
你看见了，神说你们就藐视我们的祭司。
You see, God said, "You priest who despise my name."
这是神直接对他百姓说的话。
These are words God spoke directly to his people.
但是结果他们怎么说？你们却说我在何事上藐视你的名
？But how did they respond? They said, "How have we despised your name?"
神每次说话都是光，因为神就是光。
Each time God spoke, it is light because He is light.
神说你藐视我。
God said that you despise my name.
如果我们光景正常
，If we are in our normal condition，
我们在神的光中应该披麻蒙灰的。
And under the light of God, we should put on sackcloth.
因为在神的光中，我们又看见了我们自己的本相。
Because under the light of God, we see our true position.
那你请记住。 神说你们藐视我的名。
God says you despise my name.
你们却说我们在何事上藐视你。
But you say how have we despised your name?
在光中没有悔改。
They were under the light, but there's no.
在光中没有流泪。
There's no tear under the light.
现在反而他们说我们在什么事上藐视你。
Now they actually said, how have we despised your name?
弟兄姊妹，你看见没有？这是马拉基书很特别的题材。
This is a very special.
所以这就看在第二段。
And this includes the second.
那就是从第六节一直到这个第一章最后一节。
And this is from chapter verse 6 till the last verse in chapter.
所以如果你一口气读下去。
So if you continue to read.
你知道这里神说了一段很完整的话。
Here God has spoken a section of very complete words.
那就是从第六节一直到第一章的末了。
And that is from verse 6 till the end of chapter 1.
然后第二章第一节是另外一段的开始。
And chapter 2 verse 1 is the beginning of the next section.
众祭司啊，这诫命是传给你们的。
Now this commandment is for you, O priest.
第八节。
Verse
8. 你们却偏离正道，是许多人在律法上跌倒。你们废弃了我与立位所立的约，这是万军之耶和华说的。
Verse 8. But as for you, you have turned aside from the way. You have called many to stumble by the instruction. You have corrupted the covenant of Levi, says the Lord of hosts.
那这是神说的第三段的话，从第二章第一节一直到第九节。
This is the third section of God's word.From chapter 2, verse 1 to verse 9.
然后第十节。
And then verse
10. 又是另外一段。
This is the beginning of the next section.
我们岂不都是一位父吗？
Do we not all have one father?
十四节。
Verse 14.
你们还说这是为什么呢？
And you say, for what reason?
所以看这又是一段的对话。
See, this is another dialogue.
从第十节一直到第十六节。
From verse 10 to verse 16.
那是第四段。
That's the ending of fourth section.
那第五段就是第十七节开始。
And the fifth section begins from
第二章第十七节。
Chapter 2, verse 17.
你们又言语反锁耶和华，你们还说我们在何事上反锁他？
You have wearied the Lord with your words, yet you say, how have we wearied him?
那从这里就一直引了一段话，一直到第三章。
And here he continues to speak until chapter 3, verse 5.
那是第五段。
That's the fifth section.
第六段呢？第六节开始。
And the sixth section begins from verse 6.
因我耶和华是不改变的，所以你们雅各之子没有变化。
For I, the Lord, do not change; therefore, you, O sons of Jacob, are not consumed.
万军的耶和华说：从你们列祖的日子以来，你们常常偏离我的典章而不遵守。现在你们要转向我，我就转向你们。你们却问我说：我们如何才是转向我？
From the days of your fathers, you have turned aside from my statutes and have not kept them. Return to me, and I will return to you, says the Lord of hosts.But you say, how shall we return?
前面神说我说。
In the beginning, God says, I say.
你们却问我说，我们如何才是转回？
But you said to me, how shall we return?
所以我们知道，从第六节这一段一直到第十二节，这就成为第六段。
So from verse 6 to verse 12, that's the sixth.Section.
所以你看这里的结构是很自然的，你阅读上下文都很清楚。这一个段落，一个段落就是一个段落。
And you can see the structure of the scripture very clearly, one section after another.
然后我们看十三节。
We look at verse 13.
耶和华说：“你们用话顶撞我，你们还说我们用什么话顶撞了呢？你呢？”
Your word has an arrogance against me, says the Lord. Yet you say.What have we spoken against thee?
所以一直从十三节到第四章第三节，这就是最后一段。
And from chapter 3 verse 13 until chapter 4 verse 3, that is the last section.
然后第四节和第五节是结论。
And verse 4 and 5 are conclusions.
而第一章第一节的乃是那个序。
And Malachi chapter 1 verse 1 is the introduction.
所以弟兄姊妹，你看见没有，在马拉基书里面很自然的神说了七段的话。
so brothers and sisters, you see that God has chosen seven sections of words. They are naturally in the book.
前有序，后面有八.
There is an introduction. There's also an conclusion.
所以你可以看得很清楚，马太基书和启示录的二章、三章可以有完全遥遥相对。
And so you see the book of Malachi is corresponding to the Revelation chapter 2 and 3.
那么当你读这七卷书信的时候，读这七段话的时候，When
you read these seven letters,
你和七封书信对比的时候，And
as you compare the seven letters that we have
read, 你可以看得清楚这两段的话是怎样彼此解释的。And
you can see very clearly how these two sections of word will explain each other.
不过我希望大家，你们如果回去读马拉基的时候，
But I hope that you return to be to read the book.
你如果真的把这七段的话好好的读过，
if you carefully read all sections of the word,
你会发现这七段的话有一种对称。
You will find that there is a symmetry in the seven gospels.
我们知道在神的创造和神的启示话语，
we know that in God's creation and in His word,
如果神要表达一种的美，
if He wants to express some kind of beauty,
他一定用对称来表达。
People use a complementing method.
我举个很简单的例子。
Let me give you a very simple one.
比方说人乃是神的杰作。 For
example, the men are the masterwork of God.
所以当你看见每一个人，不管他什么样的人。
So as you look at each man, no matter who they are.
有的稍微胖一点，有的稍微瘦一点。
Some are a little fat and some are.
有的高一点，有的矮一点。
Some are tall, some are short.
但他们有个基本的共同点。
So they have something in common.
他们代表神的杰作。当神创造人们有美，是他们创造的。When
God created man, there is a beauty in there. There is a beauty of His creation.
我们怎么来形容这种的美呢？
So how do we describe this beauty?
你看见每一个人，你如果你看一个人的话，
if you look at a man,
你可以从这个中间的画一条垂直线下来。
You can draw a line straight down the middle.
然后你会发现呢，这条线就是基准线，像个镜子。
You would see that this line is a point of mirror.
然后这个身体的两边有一种对称，是镜子的对称。
And then there is a symmetry on either side.
那这边有眼睛，这边有眼睛。
You have eyes in and have eyes out.
那距离几乎相等。
The distance is the same.
我不说完全相等，那就大概是相等。
I'm not saying exactly the same, but it's pretty similar.
你看你耳朵也大概是距离的。
You see that our ears.
两个手也这样。
两个腿也是。Our feet are equal.
那这种对称叫做中央的对称。And these are called the central symmetry.
It is also called the symmetry of mirror.
所以当你这样对称的时候，When
you have such symmetry,
你好像把这两个眼睛换了，好像没有换一样。Even
if you change the location of these two eyes,
你把两个手换了，好像没有换一样。And
you change the other location.
还有，如果你要读这个人，可以从左边读到右边，可以从右边读到左边。
If you want to read the person, you can read from left to right and right to left.
你读他在右边的，你先看他的右手。
If you want to read from his right, you look at his right.
然后他的右脚。
And look at the right.
然后右耳朵。
Right ear.
右眼睛。
Right eye.
右眉毛。
And the right eyebrow.
然后再过来就变成左眉毛了。
And then you continue to read from left eyebrow and right.
然后左手，左脚。
Left hand and left.
所以从左边读过去，右边也可以；从右边读过去也可以。
So you can read them from the left or from the right.
我举个简单例子。我先用中文举个例子，然后英文再举个例子，大家就懂了。
I will first explain to you in Chinese.
比方说，Eric要写一个句子是横着写。
If you want to write a sentence that is horizontal.
那这个不需要问。上海自来水，水来自海上。 因为这个上面是上是对的，海是对的，所以这个就是用左边读过去，也可以用右边读，都可以。那么英文的例子很简单，就是 Isaac loved Rebecca as much as Rebecca loved Isaac。这个意思，这个是那个对称，你看吗？所以你左边可以读过去，也可以用右边读过去。You
can read some sentences from the right to left and the left to right.
这个代表神创造我们的时候，这个对称。
And this represents that God created it. There is beauty in such.
那你读到马拉基的时候，
when you read the book of Malachi,
你会发现第一半的话和最后一个话是对应。
You will see the symmetry between the first dialogue and the second.
你会发现第二段是逗，第二段是对称。
And the sixth is symmetrical to the sixth. The second is symmetrical to the
sixth. 第三段是逗，第三段。
And the third to the.
然后第四段。
And then the fourth one.
那我想我们有时我们这个不是查经的，我只是把重点点给你们就可以了。
This time we're not focusing on the second one, just showing you the
first one. 那么你读到这个使徒行启示录的马启示录二章三章也是可以。
When you read Revelation chapter two and three, it follows the same.
你看以弗所教会跟老底嘉是对称。
And the church in Ephesus corresponds to the church in
Laodicea. 也不错，是放松的教会。
Ephesus is a relaxed church.
我们的老底嘉乃是不冷不热，是温水的教会。
And the Laodicea is a church that neither cold nor hot.
你看见在七个教会中，两个教会没有被责备。
You see, in the seven churches, there were two churches that were not.
那第二个是没拿的，到我们这来责备。
And that is the second church in Smyrna, and the last, the second to the last.
所以你看，它的重点是两个对称。
So these two.
然后天加罗跟沙棘是对称。
And Pergamon is symmetrical to Sardis.
然后最后的就是最中央的那个就是对称。
The central one is Thyatira.
所以弟兄姊妹，当你读马拉基书的时候
，Sister, as you read Malachi,
你能感觉，你能看，你能读得出来，圣灵在这里有一个启示。
You can discover that the Holy Spirit has a revelation.
因为马拉基的时候，实在说来就形容今天我们。
Because the time of Malachi truly describes our condition today.
马拉基的时候可以说是黑夜最深的时候。
Malachi is the darkest time.
今天也是这样。
Today, where the
我们乃是巴不得晨星早一天的出现。
How we desire that the morning star shall appear soon.
当主回来以前。
Before the Lord.
你看见教会的情形就像。启示录二章三章左右。
And you see the condition of the church are as described in Revelation.
那是被带入第一次来以前。
And before his first coming.
以色列人的情形就像马拉基这里所形容的。
The condition of the Israelites were just as described in the book of Malachi.
那么马拉基书一开始这里说的，我曾爱你。
In the beginning of Malachi, he says, I have loved you.
你们却说你在何事上爱我？
When you say.How can I help you love them?
当你读启示录二章三章的时候
，When you read Revelation 2,
就一开始就是以弗所教会已经失去了他起初的爱。
In the very beginning, when the church of Ephesus, God said, "And you have lost your first love."
他们刚开始的时候
，In the beginning,
神说我曾爱你。
God said, "I have loved you."
他们有感觉的
，They have feelings.
因为他们被起初的爱所充满。
Because they were filled by the first time.
但是三十年以后
，But after 30 years，
他们知识增加
，Their knowledge increased，
他们启示也增加
，Their revelation also increased。
但他们已经从起初的爱被夺
，But they had fallen from the first
time。所以他们仿佛会说：“你在何事上爱我
？”And it seems that they are asking, "How have you loved us?"
那同样的，当你读到马拉基书最后的时候。
When you read to the last, to the end of Malachi,
你看见说这个以色列人他们用话来顶撞我们。
You see how the Israelites rebelled against God with their words.
结果他们还说我们用什么话来顶撞你呢
？And they say, how have we rebelled against you?
弟兄姊妹，为什么他们怎么顶撞
？How would they rebelled against?
他们有一段很长侍奉神的历史。
They have a long tradition and history of serving.
他们不是刚刚的侍奉。
They did not just begin.
他们侍奉神有了一番的经历。
They had some experience in serving.
现在他们居然说我们侍奉神是徒然。
And yet now they said it is in vain that we serve God.
我们遵守神所吩咐的有什么益处
？And how it benefits us as we obey?
我们把最好的时间都奉献给。
We have offered to give our best time.
经过了三十年和四十年。
After 30, 40 years.
和我同班的同学一比较，你看看我们今天得到什么
？When I compare to my own classmates, what have I gained?
侍奉神是徒然的。
To serve God is in vain.
遵守神所吩咐也有什么益处
？To obey His command, what benefit?
在万物皆要发面前苦苦斋戒有什么益处
？What is the benefit for us to hold fast?Lord, Lord
你不是奉献，而且你全部全然的奉献，有什么好处
Not only you have offered yourself, but you have offered yourself completely. And what does that
mean? 当时我们奉献从来没有计算代价。
When we begin to offer ourselves, we never count the cost.
但到了有一天,
but one day,
当你回过头去看你的历史的时候,
when you look back into your own history,
我这样做有什么好处?
What benefit?
我真的得到什么?
What did I gain?
所以弟兄姊妹，你看见这里的情形，就像老底家的情形。
You see, the condition here is like the condition in Laodicea.
我们的主在门外叩。
Our Lord is knocking the door on the outside.
主要进来坐席。
He wants to come in to sit at the table.
不只是这一帮人在彼此谈论。
Not only these people are talking to one another.
你看见天上的神要侧耳而听。
The God of heaven will listen attentively.
所以当你比较马拉基书和启示录二章三章的时候。
So when you compare and contrast Malachi with Revelation chapter 2.
你能看见说神有同样的题材。
You will see that God has the same subject.
口气是一样的。
He used the same style, the same tone.
所以你看口气是不一样的。
He used the same tone of voice.
我们要注意一下，在马拉基以前呢。 有很多的先知,
we know that there are many prophets before Malachi.
他们用的 style, 他们用的那个题材啊, 都是宣告, 多半是宣告。
The style that they have adapted are mostly proclamations.
那么神的话临到我怎样怎样怎样，那都是宣告的。
It always begins as the word of God has come to me and so and so and so.
那马来西是最后的先知。
The Malachi is the last prophet.
我们知道大概公元前600年左右，以色列犹大的两个支派就被掳到巴比伦去。
We know about 600 BC, two tribes of Judah has been taken captive.
他们没有圣殿，所以他们最不能得的。They
have no synagogue, so they cannot their sin cannot be.
不过在巴比伦，成人就可以读圣经，可以祷告。
But in Babylon, they can still read the word and they can still pray.
所以每十个人，他们就可以有一个会堂。
And so every 10 men, they will form a synagogue.
到安息日的时候,
on the day of Sabbath,
虽然没有祭司献祭,
even though they have no priest to make offering,
但是呢，现在他们读神的话。
But now, they read the word of God.
那先知是明白神的话。
Priests are people who understand the word of God.
是先知来宣告神的旨意。
Priests are the ones who proclaim the will of God.
所以以色列人被掳以前。
So before the captivity of the Israelites.
你看见祭司的体系, priesthood 是非常主要的。
You see that the priesthood is very is a major.
因为祭司是和圣殿紧紧连在一起。
Because the priests are closely knit to the temple.
他们自从他们被掳到巴比伦以后。
But since they were taken captive to Babylon.
现在他们只有会堂。
Now they only have synagogues.
神话变得非常的重要。
The God's word becomes very major.
所以，因为祭司已经不能尽他们的职事。
And because the priest can no longer perform the priestly duty.
所以，现在最主要的职事乃是先知的职事。
And now the most important duty is to be the prophet.
那么那个时候呢，他们主要是教导以色列的百姓。
And their main duty is to teach the people of Israel.
那马拉基就不是最后的先知。
Malachi is the last.
所以，因为那个时候已经有了会堂。
And because at that time they already have synagogue.
所以，当马拉基在那里说预言的时候。
And when Malachi has prophecy.
那这个时候，你看他的题材有了很大的改变。
And now you see that the subject matter is greatly changed.
不再像从前的先知一样。
His style is not as the same as previous.
像撒加利亚，像阿该等的。
Not like Zechariah or Haggai.
或者以赛亚。
或者接近，或者是以西结。当他们说预言的时候，是用宣告的方式。When they speak prophecy, they speak in such a way as to proclaim.
但大马拉基不同。The
Malachi is
different.因为会堂的建立以后。After
the construction of the
synagogue.现在先知有责任要教导。Now
the prophet has a duty to
teach.所以现在他不只是用宣告的题材。
So he will no longer use the style to proclaim.
他一面是先知，一面也是教师。
On one hand, he is the prophet, on the other hand, he is the teacher.
所以他就开始教导神。
So he begins to teach the word of God.
当以色列人光景荒凉的时候。
When the Israelites are in such a
state. 马拉基不止责备他。
Malachi not only rebukes.
马拉基要教导他。
He will teach them.
要让他们明白过来。
To cause them to understand.
他们里面是黑暗的。
And to see. darkness.
当神光照他们的时候，
when God shined upon them,
神就藐视我的面目。他们在黑暗里面。
They are in the dark.
他们还说我们在什么地方藐视？
所以
这个时候弟兄姊妹，你不光是责备，
Now, only you need to rebuke,
你还要叫他们从黑暗里面醒悟过来。
You also need to cause them to be awakened from the darkness.
This
requires teaching.
所以马拉基不只是先知，马拉基也是教师。
Now the kind of
not
only a prophet, he's also a teacher.
那么他怎么教导呢？
How
do
you teach?
你看他们教导的时候，
and when you teach them,
他知道有一种的教导是最有效、最有果效的。
He knows that there is certain style of teaching is most effective.
所以他就用了问答的题材。
So he used the
style. 弟兄姊妹明白吗？当以色列人不明白，当以色列人他们在黑暗里面的时候，
when the Israelites have walked in their darkness.
那这个时候，先知如果说话。
If this time the prophet begins,
如果要他们明白神的旨意
呢？ If the prophet wants them to understand the will of God,
你要先问他。
You need to first ask them a question.
弟兄姊妹，一问一答。
And so with a question and an
answer. 从问答里面，你就知道对方的光景。
And from the question and the answer, you will begin to tell their concern.
从问答里面，你知道应该怎么样对症下药。
And from this question and answer, you know where to find a way to heal them.
这是为什么到了马拉基书，你看有七段的话都是问答方式。
And that's why in the book of Malachi you find seven
dialogues. 最稀奇的启示录二章三章也是如此。
And most amazingly, Revelation chapter 2 and 3 is the same style.
你知道在希腊世界里面有三个伟大的教师。
You know that the Greeks have produced three great teachers.
一个是苏格拉底，一个是柏拉图，一个是亚里士多德。
Socrates, Plato, and Aristotle.
那他们曾经教导了他们弟子一共130年。
They have taught their students for 130 years.
你知道苏格拉底的特点是什么地方？
You know what is so unique about Socrates?
苏格拉底怎么教导他的弟子呢？
How does Socrates teach his students?
大家都知道苏格拉底有他特别的方式。
Everyone knows that he has a special method.
他都是用问答的方式。
He always uses questions.
所以圣经学者认为马拉基应该是希伯来世界里面的苏格拉底。
And so many people believe that Malachi should be the Socrates of Hebrews.
所以你就可以知道为什么马拉基书是这样的一个题材。
So you know why he used such stuff.
但是我想对我们来说，
But as for us,
最重要的是。
Important,
就是不管圣灵是用什么样的题材，
no matter what format the Holy Spirit will use,
启示也好，
through revelation,
教导也好，
through teaching,
但是弟兄姊妹看见圣灵的目的就是叫我们，圣灵的目的就是叫光能够渗透到我们里面最黑暗的时
候。 So no matter what format the Holy Spirit always wants to bring the light to penetrate into our
soul. 老底家不是贫穷，
老底
家的人更严重，他不知道他自己。
The most difficult thing for the church in Laodicea is that they do not know their
faith. 所以你在老底家身上不只是贫穷，而且贫穷加上瞎眼。
And that's why they're not only poor, they're also blind.
那今天在主回来以前，
And today before the Lord,
你看见在一般神的儿女身上，
You see that in some children of God,
你看见他们不只是贫穷，
You see that they're not only poor,
他们不知道他们。
They don't know that they're
poor. 在另外一半的儿女们，他们知道他们自己贫穷。
In another group of children, they know they're poor.
他们认为谦卑。
And therefore,